Former South African President Nelson Mandela remains hospitalized with varying reports about his condition, which has certainly deteriorated in recent days. President Obama, meanwhile, who is in Africa this week, called Mandela a hero on his first stop in Dakar, Senegal. Listen.
If and when he passes from this place, one thing I think we'll all know is that his legacy is one that will linger on throughout the ages.
Meanwhile, South Africans are bracing for the news and praying for Mandela's health. Johannesburg, however, has become a place for prayer and reflection, as well as a press hub for scores of international journalists. And the media stir over Mandela's health is causing some angst in that country. Here's Nelson Mandela's eldest daughter offering some strong words of criticism about the foreign media.
You know, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it. There's sort of a racist element with many of the foreign media where they just cross boundaries. It's like truly vultures waiting when a lion has devoured a buffalo, waiting there to, you know, for the last carcasses. That's the image that we have as a family.
Declan Walsh, reporter for our partner, the New York Times, is in Johannesburg, reporting on the mood there in what appears to be Nelson Mandela's final days.
Very somber here in Johannesburg today. Large crowds have been gathering outside the hospital in nearby Pretoria, where Mr. Mandela is being treated. President Jacob Zuma, the country's president, arrived to see Mr. Mandela just a few hours ago, his second visit in about 12 hours. So there's a great sense of trepidation, if you like, here. People feel that this may indeed be, if not Mr. Mandela's last hours, certainly he's in the final stretch of his life. Also some very strong criticism from the Mandela family, particularly from his eldest daughter, for the foreign media here who are camped outside the hospital in considerable numbers. She compared them in an interview with state radio to vultures, and she seems to echo a sort of discomfort in South Africa about this tricky business of balancing the great concern for Mr. Mandela, getting information about his condition, but also allowing him some privacy and his family some space to deal with his illness.
And you have written in the New York Times, Declan Walsh, about a number of confrontations, not only with Nelson Mandela's family, you know, speaking on radio about how much they're annoyed by press coverage, but also regular rank and file people on the street.
Outside the Mediclinic Heart Hospital in Pretoria, where he's been treated, there have been incidents where ordinary members of the public have been driving past, slowing their vehicles and shouting epithets at the media members gathered outside, telling them, you know, that they should go home, or that Mr. Mandela was not dead, and therefore, you know, what was the need for them to be standing there? And that, again, reflects this kind of broader ambivalence, I think, among South Africans who themselves, I think, actually have a great appetite for news about Mr. Mandela. They want to know that he's well, but they just don't like the idea of people massing outside the hospital or his houses or making a sort of public spectacle out of this.
And at the same time, there's already been speculation and controversy over when and how and where Nelson Mandela might be buried. And that kind of discussion is probably distasteful in any country while someone is still alive.
Yes. I mean, I think in fairness, there has been something of a change in the public's attitude over the last 3 or 4 days. There's quite a lot of stories about disagreement about whether Mr. Mandela would be buried in his home village of Kounou or in another village connected with his family about a 20-minute drive down the road. And of course, the other complicating issue is that President Obama is due to arrive here on a visit tomorrow. And if Mr. Mandela's condition continues to deteriorate, that could complicate things for President Obama. And it's really not clear how that visit will play out if Mr. Mandela's health continues to deteriorate.
The President of the United States due in South Africa tomorrow, just as the country struggles with what may be the final days of its most cherished leader, Nelson Mandela. Declan Walsh, reporter for our partner, the New York Times in Johannesburg. Thank you.
My pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.